I'd like to say Ha'ara, this week's parasha, Parashas Behaloscha. We look at the end of the parasha. The Torah says over a Maisa with Miriam. The Torah says, V'atadaber Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshe al oidos ha'isha ha'kushis asher lokach ki'isha kushis lokach. So Miriam, she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Chazal say, because he was Megarish, or he was Pirish from Ishtai, maybe he was Megarish, or he was Pirish from Zipira, and Miriam, she started, Miriam and Aaron, they felt that it wasn't a right hanhaga what Moshe Rabbeinu did, and they said, Harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem, haligam banu diber. So this was Lashon Hara, which Miriam spoke, and there's a whole einish which happened. Miriam got saras, and we have a mitzvah in the Torah that one of the sheish zechiras that we're supposed to remember this maisa of Miriam and the einish which she got, and as a way of having a zechiras in the isra of lashon hara. The pashtus is avada that the point of this, what we're supposed to be zeicher is, we're supposed to learn, remember this maisa, and see the chaymer of the Isra of Lashon Hara. You see the tremendous chaymer, how Miriam, that the Chafetz Chaim says, how even though she was speaking about her brother who she loved, and she was doing it for Tayeles, and still, look at the einish that she got, and certainly, any Lashon Hara person speaks about someone else, look how chamer this Isra of Lashon Hara is. That's the Avada, the point of being Zaycher, this Maisa of Miriam. But I think there's another Nakuda which we can learn from this Maisa and what happened here, which is really an Eitzah for us, which we can see here, a way how one can come to be Nizhar in the Isra of Lashon Hara also. It's not just the Chaymer of the Isra, but also a way of how one will be nizar from it. If we look in the Torah, so after Miriam spoke about Moshe, so the Torah says that V'yomer Hashem pisaim el Moshe v'el Aaron v'el Miriam tzu shlashtachem, and Ribbono Shel Olam himself came to speak to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. V'yered Hashem b'amud anon, and the Kosh Baruch Hu says V'yomer Shimu no devaroi. And Kadosh Baruch Hu goes on to list the differences about the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of other Nevi'im. And the point being that because of the Madrega of Moshe's Nevuah, so by him it was the correct thing for him to be Pirish from the Isha. That was needed, but in order for him to maintain his Madrega of Nevuah, he had to be Pirish from the Isha, and it was a right Hanhaga, and Moshe is different than all other Nevi'im. And the Torah enumerates the different. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Shimon Advarai, Emir Nevi'achem, Nevi'achem Hashem b'mara elov asvada." By Stam Novi, Hashem b'mara elov asvada. V'chaloi madaber boy, pe'el pe'a daber boy, u'mara v'loi bechidos, u'smunas Hashem yabit. By the pasuk lists off the madregos of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Av Hanavim, right? Lakoyim lefanov, laboim acharov. There was no other navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, and he had these milas of like the pasuk list off the Moshe Rabbeinu. He had his nevuah when he was awake, wasn't when he was sleeping. It wasn't b'chaloyim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw aspaklaria hameira. It wasn't. There weren't chidais. It was a very clear. Didn't come to him through a malach. It was he saw it himself. Right? The way the Rishayim explained, the Rambam, Hilchos Yisaydei HaTorah, and the Ramban, Mamash explained these psukim here, which the Torah is saying, explain this Meridik HaMadrega of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Miriam and Aaron that what you're tining on Moshe is not a valid tining. It's wrong what you're saying, and it's not right. But if we look closely at the psukim, there's another thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells tells Miriam and Aaron, repeated two times, where Kosh Baruch Hu says, Loichein avdi Moshe, b'chol beisi ne'eman hu, Loichein avdi Moshe. And then again, Madu lo yireisim l'daber ba'avdi b'moshe. Kosh Baruch Hu is talking to Miriam and Aaron about that avdi Moshe, that you were dealing here, we're dealing here with avdi Moshe. And Chazal say, ba'avdi b'moshe is really two different nekudas. Ba'avdi, afal pi she'enei Moshe. B'moshe, afal pi she'enei avdi. And these seem to be two different points about the Madrega of Moshe, not relevant to his nevuah specifically, but just the fact that Moshe was avdi, loikein avdi, be'avdi. Moshe was the Eved Hashem. Moshe is called Eved Hashem, the absolute hisbatlus to the Ratzon Hashem. He's avdi, and Eved Melech Melech, Chazal say. Right? It's like speaking about me. You speak about Avdi, that's like speaking about me. So he has this tremendous Madrega Moshe of being Avdi, Eved Melech Melech, and then there's also the Madrega of Moshe, Avdi Mishenei Avdi. There's a Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hasaga of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was massive, as the Rabban explains, all the Chamishim, Sharei Bina, which Moshe Rabbeinu was master. Moshe Rabbeinu understood everything about the Bria, Ma'ala, 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 Mata, things which it's also for Yilud Isha to even think about. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he had it. He was master all of this. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, like Ochav, like Shasa, he's the Kabbalah Torah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was loichim with the Malachim, Moshe Rabbeinu. He's fighting with Malachim. Right, that's a madrega of Moshe, without the Avdi. That's part of this madrega of Moshe. So the Eibishter is saying to Miriam that you're dealing here with Moshe, with Avdi Moshe. Now the question is, why is this relevant? What is the Rebbe Shlom saying to them that this is Avdi Moshe? What does that have to do with anything? L'chayra, Miriam had a time. Miriam was saying Moshe did something wrong. He was Pirish Min Aisha, and he shouldn't have done that. So what's the answer to that? That, Miriam, you're wrong, because the Madrega of the Nevuah of Moshe, that Madrega is Mechayev, that Moshe is Pirish Min Aisha, and therefore it's Pasha Tos, what you were saying. And the Rebbe Shlom explained, Pel Pel Dabar, Marav Lebechidos, and tell me the Madrega of Moshe. Why is it relevant, this Madrega of Moshe, Avdi Moshe, outside of the Madrega of the Nevuah of Moshe? Miriam was masking. It's not that Miriam knows that who Moshe Rabbeinu is, and she understands. But Miriam, she had something wrong here. She didn't understand that the Madrega of Moshe's Nevuah was a different Darga of Nevuah, and it's Mechayev de Sanhaga. But why is the Rebbe Shlom saying, how does it address Miriam's point? Even with Avdi, Moshe. But Miriam held that there was a tos over here. And the way Moshe, his hanhaga, was not an appropriate hanhaga. And she shouldn't have done it. She's making a point. Even to Avdi, Moshe. The tshuva to Miriam is, like the Rebbe Shlom says, his nevu is different. And therefore, it is a proper hanhaga. But why is the Torah, why is the Rebbe Shlom stressing to Miriam and Aaron that you're dealing here with Moshe Avdi? Avdi b'Moshe. Why is that relevant? Miriam's maskim. There's nothing to do with it. Miriam, she's maskim, but he made a mistake over here. That's what she's coming to say. She's making a point. And I think that the answer lies in part of the words the Rebbe Shlom says to Moshe and Aaron. He says, Umadua lo yireisim l'daber b'Avdi b'Moshe. The Baruch Hashem is saying to Miriam and to Aaron, Madua lo yireisem l'daber ba'avdi b'moshe. Let's say you're right. Let's say you have a taina. There is a taina. Let's say you would be right. They're wrong. But let's say you would be right that it wasn't the proper hanhaga, that Moshe Rabbeinu did to be pirish min ha'isha. But even so, madua lo yireisem ledaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. You're dealing here with Avdi. You're dealing here with Moshe. That madrega of Avdi, that madrega of Moshe. And when you would understand, when you would appreciate, when you would live with the way you relate to Moshe is kefi his maila of Avdi Moshe, then you would have a year to talk about him, even if it would be the right thing, even if your taina would be correct, and you have a point. But still, madua lo yireisem ledaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. There's a much greater, bigger context of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avdi Moshe. And when you start to talk about Moshe, why didn't his greatness, why didn't his madrega, the Avdi b'Moshe, why didn't that stop you from talking, even if you would be right in your point? Madua lo yireisem ledaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. And so that's the chelik of the taina on Miriam and on Aaron. It's not just that they're wrong in what they were saying, and it really was a proper anaga. But even if you would have a taina, and you would be correct in your taina, but lemaisa, there should be a yira which you should have when you would be living with Moshe Rabbeinu kefi madregasa, and you would look at him and relate to him in his broader, greater, the mensch, the malach, whatever you want to call him, the Moshe Rabbeinu, you would not be able to open your mouth and to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a chelik of the taina on them. And I think that even though we are talking here about Avdi Moshe, we're talking about this Mishuna Deka Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was a taina, but this is really something which is negeya to all of us. Any other yid, obviously not on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, no one else on that madrega, the Avdi Moshe, but the musug, what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is tying to Aaron and to Miriam, this musug that when you're coming to talk about another person, when you are thinking about another person, when you're relating to another person, it has to be taking into account, it has to be seeing the whole person, seeing the broader context of this person. Whatever you say, whatever specific thing you're going to deal with him about, has to be with an awareness of the bigger, broader person. Kafiyas Madrega, this is something which is Negeya to every person in our interaction with every Yid. Any Yid. There really is this Nakuda. There is a broader person over here, more than just the specific Nakuda, which you may be coming to Taina about, which you may be coming to say, even if you're right, it may be a correct thing. But there's always the bigger picture, the fact that this person, he's a Yid, he has a Neshama, Kedayish and Neshama Tahira. He's a Yid. He's a Fruma Yid. He's Shema Tahira Mitzvah, he does mitzvahs. He's an Eved, Hashem also. Maybe not the Avdi Moshe, but the broader context. He's an Eved, he's a Loim Etayra, he's a Ben Tayra. That Musug, when we would live with that understanding and that awareness of the greatness of every Yid, there would be and there should be a Madua lo yireisem ledaber be'avdi be'chayim and be'shloim and whoever it is that we may be coming to talk about, there has to be that madua lo yireisem. And when we would have that, that's a way that a person would be nizar from Lashon Hara, just like the Rebbeinu was mourning from Moshe, from Miriam, and from Aaron, that there has to be this madua lo yireisem that's mourned from every one of us, and that we have to be zeichet this ma'aseh of Miriam to learn from it, that we have to live with a mishuna dika haracha and a mishuna dika kavod for every Yid. And when we will live in that, when that's the context of our dealing with other people, other Yidden, then there will be a Madua lo yireisem, we will not be able to talk about any Yid. I once saw from Rabbi Rucham, he asks, why is it? He makes the point that why is it that when it comes to mitzvahs, ben adam l'chaveroi, people are not as nizer as ben adam l'makom. People, they'll spend a lot of money on mitzvahs ben adam Lamakam, they'll spend a lot of money on their Esther, they'll spend a lot of money, Ben-Adam Lamakam, but when it comes to Ben-Adam, Lachaver, people are not so quick to spend their money, and they're not as Nizar. And he's, why is that true? And there are many different reasons that we could say. Rabbi Rucham says, such a powerful Nakuda, Rabbi Rucham says, that the reason why we're not as Nizar in Mitzvah Ben-Adam Lachaver is Rabbi Rucham, is because we never said, L'cha, Yedidi, Hagedula, V'Hagavura, V'Hateferes, V'Hanetzach, V'Ha'ahoid. Right? So the Rebbeinu Shalom, we say, L'cha Hashem, Hagedula, V'Hagavura, V'Hateferes, V'Hanetzach, V'Ha'ahoid. So we understand we're dealing with L'cha Hashem, Hagedula, V'Hagavura, V'Hateferes. So of course we go and we spend money and we'll do all the mitzvahs, L'Makam, because we realize what we're dealing with. But we never said to our Chaver, L'cha, Chaim, Hagedula, V'Hagavura, V'Hateferes. We never were stopped and we never were Aymed. And we don't look at him with that Meshunah de Kamaila, the way we look at the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're not as machshavit, and that's why we're not as nizhar in our Ben Adam Chaver. But the emes is that no, we do. We have to live with that hakara and that hasaga lecha yedidi lecha any yid hagadula v'agvura v'ataferes v'anetzach v'ahoid. Every yid has to be built up by us to the point that there will be madu ala yireisem ledaber. In any yid, ba'avdi, as whatever milas there are, we always have to work on building the milas, building it up. But at the end, there has to be this madu'al or yireisem l'daber klapi every single yid.